you've been touring around with a show called One Radio Host and Two Dancers, and I do a lot of stories for radio about dance, but I think this is not that. So can you explain what this is?
Yes, and I just want to preface what I'm going to say by saying this will be coming to Washington State in 2015, and I'm going to describe it, and I just want to say I know that when I describe it, it sounds awful, okay? Like, so every word I'm about to say, this sounds like it's awful,
okay,
but I swear it's good, okay?
Okay,
so,
all right.
Okay, so you have my caveat. Okay, so what it is I'm touring with a modern dance company, and I tell stories, and they dance. And what it's like is awesome. It's really what we kill everywhere we go. And the reason why it works is because we saw each other's work, or I saw their work and they knew my work. And I was like, there's something in the aesthetics of this dance company, which is exactly the same as the aesthetics of the radio show, even though they don't use any words. And I was just like, if our audience could see these dancers, I think they would really dig them in the way that I dig them. And they're very... like there's something very documentary-like about them, and you feel like they're capturing these very real moments, but also they are entertainers. Like they are so out for fun. They're really funny. They're very good, like, actresses in a way. Like you find yourself like looking at their faces. They're just amazing performers. It's amazing to be on stage with them.
What is the name of this dance company?
It's called the Monica Bill Barnes Dance Company, and they're a successful New York company. They tour around the country, you know, like they have a whole dance thing, and at some point, the choreographer, Monica Bill Barnes, is just like, she got a little restless with performing for dance crowds.
Yeah.
And she's just like, there must be a way to reach people who hate dance or don't think they like dance or have never been to dance since, you know, some kid's recital.
I'm with her on that. I write a lot about dance and people think they hate it. So, yay, 2015 at some point, so people can look forward to that.